Welcome back, y'all. It's Rosie on the House. We call this hour Rosie on the House University, where we dive down deep on a particular topic and get down into the particulars of one subject. And we're talking water and water treatment today. You know, I saved a headline from the newspaper back in the middle of December. It says 4 million Americans could be drinking toxic water. Broken systems trap millions in rural areas with poisoned or untested water. And I've been telling people for a long time, if you're considering water treatment equipment and the representative from whatever company is in your house is trying to scare you into buying the equipment, you probably have the wrong company at your home. But there have been, the last couple years, a tremendous amount of headlines of different communities, both rural and urban dense, throughout the country, that we're beginning to see kind of a breakdown in the level of water that is being delivered to our homes.
Check out Flint, Michigan.
I mean,
it's mainly lead, old plumbing.
Yeah. How would you like to be the mayor of a city that is discovered they've known about the problem for 15 years and nothing's been done about it?
And it's going to take years to correct it.
It's going to take years to correct it.
And they show, you know, the news stories, people drinking bottles and bottles of water that they're bringing in, provided by the state in the interim. But you've got ladies having to buy bottled water and put it on the stove and heat it up to bathe their babies. And it just doesn't seem right.
Yeah. So Flint in particular is kind of a manifestation of some broken infrastructure. But we are seeing it in other communities as well. So in the water treatment industry, some of the more progressive writers on the topic are starting to talk about maybe as homeowners, we need to create that final barrier.
Take action.
Right. So create an app. And there isn't any indication that anyone in Arizona is being delivered anything but safe water at this point.
And Tucson has safe water to an extent. As long as you can understand the limitations, it is acceptable per the Water Quality Association.
And what about it would be something that could cause some concern?
The chlorine. Yeah. The chlorine, the smells, the taste, the odors, the dry, itchy skin, which is contributed by the chlorine, the calcium buildup, destroying the appliances, dishwashers, wash machines.
Yeah, the amount of lotion you can go through in the middle of an Arizona dry winter, when you've got gas furnace sucking the humidity completely out of the house, then you're showering in chlorine, and your body's not absorbing anything. You're not sweating, so it's not receiving any more. Boy, those dry, itchy winters can just drive you nuts.
There are some of the other hidden identities out there that, as you said on the news, and again, we're not saying anything that it's here visible in the Phoenix or Tucson area, but there's the Chromium 6, there's the pharmaceuticals, there's all those other hidden identities that are out there that we need to be concerned about. And I tell people daily, the most important plumbing in the home is what goes in our body, the water that goes in our body. So folks, it's so important to be so sure what you're drinking out there.
And if you just want to ensure a safe drinking water supply, what would your equipment recommendation be for a family of four?
I would say with Kinetico, there's no doubt that the K5 drinking water station, rated number one in the industry right now, like Jack said through Consumer Report, it's going to do everything you can do. It's going to remove 99.999% of bacteria, virus, E. coli, the pharmaceuticals, the Chromium 6. And it's there, and it's proven, it's tested, it's certified, it's all there that you need. If you want to take care of
How big of a piece of equipment? That must be like the size of a small car.
Not really. It goes down underneath your kitchen sink. It fits in compact down there. It's got a little spigot up on the sink and everything for drinking and everything. But it's so professionally done, and it's so consumer easy to replace your filters on. We've made it so simple for the consumer. We have, Rosie.
And that's something I think a lot of people don't realize, that have RO systems, multiple stage RO systems, and they don't know how careful they need to be when they're replacing those cartridges. You shouldn't even have your skin contact those filters as you're replacing it.
And ours is so simple. I mean, they're spin-off and spin-off. There is a meter built in one of the filters that actually registers the amount of volume of water that you're consuming. And when the consumer hits about 495 gallons of consumption, it'll start to trickle down. Hey, I better stop by 1870 West Prince Road, suite number 7, and pick up those filters that Jack recommended because it's about time to change them. But what makes us unique is our membrane. The membrane is the core of the system. That's what purifies the water. It eliminates to 0.0005 microns of impurities. Our competitors, brands A through Z, use untreated water to back flush and clean the membranes. They come with a one-year warranty. Then, Rosie, the customer has to take the holding tank out 2 to 3 times a year per the owner's manual and dump and sanitize it. Well, by using the patented process called the EverClean Rinse, our membranes are cleansed with purified water. Henceforth, 10-year warranty on the membrane, and you don't ever have to dump the storage tank underneath the sink.
Speaking of dumping, we only waste like 1.5 gallons to make 1 gallon. Most common drinking water systems, are the terminology RO systems,
right,
are going to waste anywhere from maybe a low end of 5 gallons up to, in some cases, 25 gallons.
I'll come back and talk about that, because another one of the bad piece of information out there is all the places that are outing water softeners. Fake news.